talking about tonight, the Packed Salon is going to be giving the stage to troublemakers, fringe-dwelling outcasts, and misunderstood kids in Bad. It's a performance lining up a slew of music and dance pieces curated by multidisciplinary creative Bjorn Stewart, who I'm joined by now. Good morning, Bjorn.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm going very well. And Bjorn, were you a bad kid growing up?
No, I was actually quite a good kid. maybe not to my siblings, but in school I was a good kid.
So what sparked this idea to create a show about the bad kids?
There was a poster that came out, a campaign that came out this year with the Queensland Education. It was all in good intentions, and it had a teacher with a group of Indigenous boys, and the quote was, I have a soft spot for the troublemakers, the misunderstood, the kid that everybody would think, who wouldn't make it. Obviously, this got backlash because it was quite a wrong execution. It was stereotyping young Indigenous children as these troublemakers. And one of the children belongs to Dr. Chelsea Brown, who's from Queensland, an academic. And she was, quite upset that her son's image was used to be seen as a troublemaker when he actually is quite a good kid.
Right. So you're trying to address the racial stereotyping that's evident in this poster in your performance?
Well, yeah. To have this event to be, there seems to be a narrative in this country of, viewing a negative stereotype with Indigenous people. Whether it's for a good intention or it's for a negative intentions, there's always seems to be, on the Indigenous side, there's this negative outlook. So we wanted to, have a night where it's like, well, if there's perpetuating the stereotype, we're going to take ownership of this stereotype and bring this to the front.
And so what kind of performances might we be seeing?
So the main act for the for tonight is a hip-hop show. I've got some emerging Indigenous rappers from the South Coast, Pacemaker and MC Chronic, who are coming up. They haven't grown up in the best circumstances. And this is an art form where they get to express themselves. We've also got Nookie, who's also from the South Coast. He lives in Sydney now, signed on with a record label, Bad Apple, which is the same record label as AB Original and Briggs. He's throwing some beats down, and I guess it's a whole of this attitude and this kick back to society, putting them in a corner or putting them into a box.
So, as a curator, how did you decide upon these specific acts? Did you have a lot of applications made to you, or how did the process go?
I kind of did a call out and just looked at different artists that I liked and drawed for my own collective, Cope Street, the artists in there to all come along. And I guess to have the aesthetic of having quite a lot of play involved with it, and a lot of play with hyper-masculinity. A lot of the shows that I watched growing up and the shows that a lot of my friends and family watched growing up were these, cartoons of anthropomorphic animals that were juiced up on steroids and fighting and always violence. And that was your babysitter. That was your what you were always in contact with. So I've just kind of taken that aspect of what children are growing up with, and it's something that's outside of this country that they're drawn to.
So even though you weren't a bad kid, you're still drawing upon your own experiences when you're making this show.
Yeah, that's right. Drawing upon, I've just seen that what were the things that influenced me when I was young at quite an early age that I didn't have around me. We didn't have much of a father figure growing up, so television, I guess, is, you know, was our father. And these, you know, Saturday morning cartoons that we would watch growing up were, you know, the ones that are teaching us these life lessons. And they're all these, you know, American shows or these Japanese cartoons in the early 90s. So, you know, you kind of draw upon all that as you grow up. And that's, you know, that's your influence.
Absolutely. So what would you like people to take away from the show if they go to see it tonight?
I think the takeaway, I mean, there's a lot of fun with it. It's not so heavy-handedly political. And we want to, I guess, you know, we're taking the piss out of, you know, the Australian culture, of, like, these views, but also taking the piss out of ourselves. And I guess focusing on this young male, hyper-masculinity, in Indigenous youth.
Okay.
And I think the audience would take away that from it, this what they're drawn from and how they react to it, and you know, and how they evolve from it as well.
Okay, well, thank you very much, Bjorn. Thanks for letting us know about your show.
Oh, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
And that was Bjorn Stewart. And if you don't, curator of a bunch of music and dance pieces that will be on at PACT tonight, the PACT Salon. The show's called Bad, and you can show up at the door, get tickets for $15. Our details will be up on 2SER.com or the PACT Salon site.